Blog Talk Radio.
It happened. The unthinkable has become the thinkable, people. Wow, wow, wow. Oh my God. Well, the unthinkable has become the thinkable. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, listen, listen, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is an impromptu video because the people have been asking me to go live because, you know, well, if you don't know, the Grammys just went off and Cardi B has officially been the first female artist to win Best Rap Album, solo artist, to win a Grammy. First solo female artist ever to win a Grammy for Best Rap Album. First female rapper, Cardi B. Well, before we get too far into that, welcome. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might shut off, but we will get through the show. If you are a new watcher, you just want to come in for the shits, the giggles, and to stake your claim, then welcome and hello. And make sure you subscribe to the greatest show on motherfucking YouTube. Okay? Listen, I'ma just open up the lines and y'all let me know what y'all think. Cause does this mean Cardi B is the queen? Nicki Minaj has no Grammy. Cardi B has had a number one album, another one song. Now she has the Grammy Award for Best Rap Album. This shit is incredible. I told you, mark my words, why she's going to win Album of the Year over Beyonce. Watch. Then it's going to start making sense to you, motherfuckers. But until then, let's celebrate her moment. Cardi B, wow. Well, let's open up the lines. Is she the queen? Here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I can't give her the queen title. I just cannot give her queen. I just kind of feel like, you mean to tell me none of Nicki Minaj's albums have deserved a Grammy for Best Rap Album? None of her... Okay, let's just say you call Nicki Minaj a feature artist. None of her features, none of them, not the... None of her collaborations were even get Grammy worthy. Like, she don't have none, and Cardi B come in and win Best Rap Album. Now, not for nothing, you know, Invasion of Privacy was a good album. You know, I'm trying not to sound like a hater, okay? Because I want to be congratulatory, because, you know, it's a great accomplishment. But to me, I just feel like, are you serious? I don't know. I'm gonna let y'all talk because I don't know. I don't know how I feel yet. I don't know how I feel yet. So the lines are open. Let me know what y'all think. 414-1395. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
No, she's not. I feel like we only kind of would call her the queen if she could do more than Nicki. I mean, I feel like people start calling her the queen when they feel like she was competition, because Nicki was to really bring out that rah-rah like another dragon, we know that Cardi wouldn't be able to keep up. And I feel like, honestly, you know, to be the queen of rap, you got to sell records, you got to get plat.
Yes, and honestly, right now, if we want to be honest, Cardi B is selling records and she's getting plaques, and Nicki Minaj is not.
And that's only because, and the reason why she's doing that is that's only because people have felt like she's giving Nicki a run for her money. name any other female in the game who's been able to run Nicki Minaj out of her lane.
Mm-hmm. So what does this Grammy mean for Cardi B?
I mean, the Grammys is the Grammys. You can get a Grammy anything, but at the same time, Nicki has made her way so iconic in hip-hop to where, you know, Cardi could be the queen of rap, but until Nicki retires, she will never be the queen of rap.
Okay. But, well, you know, they're already trying to deem Cardi as the queen.
I wouldn't really see her as a queen. I mean, you know, your husband's cheating on you with people. You can't keep a baby. You had 4 abortions. I don't really see you as queen.
Okay. Okay.
I got school in the morning, but I had to watch this show because I feel like you can't go live.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Is Cardi B the queen? Is Cardi B the queen of rap? 4700121. You're live on the air.
She's not the queen, but she's heading there. And you know it is what it is. Nicki has done her thing. She's still doing her thing. I mean, I think she's letting people know, hey, don't forget about me. I did this, I did that. But I mean, there's somebody else in town now. Sorry, Nick. Thanks, Amon.
Thank you. Oh. 870-9507. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to have to say she's going to snatch that title from her. Because I'm going to be real. I like Nicki. I'm a Nicki fan to my heart. But she was just a cheap imitation of Lil' Kim. Okay. So Cardi was original with her own style. And she stole that title. Once she got that Grammy, she stole that title from her.
You think that Cardi is original, so you don't see any of Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim in Cardi B?
I see a glimpse with her own style with it. She spent it. If you look, and I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you look at Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim, career, style, down to the damn wigs, she did everything. Lil Wayne imitated everything Biggie Small did with Lil' Kim, down to T.
So
there's no sense of originality.
Okay, but let me tell you something. The only reason why I feel like this Grammy doesn't mean as much as we would like it to mean, because the major key players in hip-hop, they're not even there, and they don't even respect the Grammys. You know, you can't respect the Grammys when, you know, Beyonce never wins Album of the Year over, you know, a white artist, or Jay-Z goes and gets nominated for 9 Grammys and gets 0, or Rihanna, which arguably has the best album, had a better album out of Adele and Beyonce, got snubbed for 9 Grammys. When SZA last year was nominated for 5 Grammys and got none, but her got a Grammy tonight. You get what I'm saying? And I just, and then you have Drake. Hold on. Then you have Drake, who won a Grammy tonight. And in his speech, he basically told artists, if you don't win a Grammy, it doesn't matter, because a Grammy don't mean shit. A Grammy don't mean anything. So in some words, Drake really debunked Cardi B's win, because he basically said a Grammy doesn't mean anything. So really, is she the queen?
I'm still going with yes. I'm going to say why. Let's be real. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100%. I'm about to be real, real messy. Messy girl. You hear me? Since Safari left Nicki Minaj, she ain't been shit. Let's be real. Safari left her. She ain't been shit since then. She haven't put out nothing of substance since Safari left. And that's being 100. I'm being 100 with it. I'm sorry. But I don't keep the line. This is Tennessee. How you doing?
Shout out to you. How you doing, baby? Thanks for calling.
All right.
Is Cardi B the queen of rap? Listen, I'm not calling her the queen of rap. I'm sorry. I feel like she's popular. The album was good. But we all know the Grammys to wrongfully award. To me, she's still not the queen. It's a congratulations, but the queen, to me, she has not even done nowhere near as much. If we just want to take Nikki out, she hasn't done as much as Little Kim. She hasn't done as much as Missy Elliott. She hasn't done as much as any female rapper, except be born in the social media era, the Instagram era, and the streaming era. She is not the queen of rap because she's the most popular right now. You're telling me that Cardi B has put in more work and made more hits than Nicki Minaj. Cardi B was more deserving of a Grammy than Nicki Minaj out of Cardi B's 2 or 3 year career and Nicki Minaj's 10 year career. Fuck it. If y'all don't like Nicki Minaj, let's go Little Kim. Y'all favorite girl. Little Kim don't have a solo Grammy. Little Kim don't have that. Missy Elliott don't have that. None of the nobody have it but Cardi B. Are you kidding me? Ironic that she's not even black, but we're not even gonna go there because you know, we because y'all don't want to go there because the people not even gonna want to hear that. They're not gonna want to hear that a non black rapper got the first solo female rap award for best album Grammy. Y'all don't want to get into some things. Y'all don't want to get into some things. Let's just keep it light tonight because y'all know people got to go to work and school tomorrow. So y'all really don't want to dive into some things. 267-5369. You're live on the air.
Hey, what up, Armand?
What's going on?
I want you to get into some things. Fuck
okay.
All of that. Yeah, we got to go to work and all of that tomorrow. But we are going to touch on the fact that she is a Latino woman and all these female rappers that you just named before who have all been known for legitimately writing their own music, having
mm-hmm.
creative influence over their music, having creative integrity in their projects, and none of them have won a Grammy solo. But this
mm-hmm.
Latin woman won a Grammy tonight, just like this Latin female singer, Jennifer Lopez,
mm-hmm.
performed for Motown. But we ain't going to go there. That's a
mm-hmm.
whole nother subject, but we noticing that we're moving in an era here. I'm starting to see a little trend that's going on. So I guess we're in the Latinx era. Which I'm
yeah.
everybody got their
yeah.
time to shine. But I'm just peeping it. I'm peeping game.
I've been saying that forever. And then everybody gets mad at me. They're like, well, no, Latin's been in hip hop. No, I'm telling you, I've been saying it. We are in the Latin era, like, period.
If they couldn't have put it any more vocally in our face tonight, like, I mean, you have Motown. They could have gotten any.
And Jennifer
any
Lopez
artist,
was up there doing the salsa
artist.
And merengue.
And yes. I was just saying that. Like, what is this, a mariachi band performance? Like, this is R&B, the soul of Motown is the soul in the background of music, of African music, black music. And you have this Latino woman up here doing the merengue and the cha-cha to artists whom she wouldn't even recognize or wouldn't be able to recognize if she was in that era. Come on now, let's
mm-hmm.
be real. And Cardi B, she's a beautiful woman. I don't want to take away from her, but she's not talented. Let's call it what it is. She's just,
mm-hmm.
we're in that Latin era. She's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that's what we're focused on, Latinos. And this is what it's going
to
be.
To me,
so don't
my
be
brother,
surprised.
That's just like how
Ooh.
Bruno Mars can always win Best R&B over an R&B artist. Like, that's why Bruno Mars always wins over black artists. I wasn't surprised. I'm like, look at Cardi B. Of course, the minute a non-black artist shows the even a smidget of success or numbers, they're going to get that award. If Iggy Azalea would have been a little bit more consistent, she would have gotten a Grammy. Over
she would have won it. Of course.
She
oh, no
would have won it.
She would have definitely, they were pushing Iggy to be the next female rap queen. If she
yeah.
had a little bit more patience and she wasn't so, you know, getting so offended by what was going on in the industry, she couldn't handle the pressure. And I get
mm-hmm.
it, because a lot of people were clowning her because she being a white woman doing black music. I understood she couldn't handle the pressure. But if she could have withstood that pressure, she would have definitely been the biggest female rap artist out right now. because it's an agenda, and we have to accept that. And I just got finished telling, you know, a few friends of mine. I say, look, just be aware that at some point you're going to turn on TV, you're going to hear rap music, you're going to hear the hip hop sound, and you're going to go to look to see who's performing it, and you're not going to see your face.
And they're not going to be black. They're not going to be black. They're going to be Hispanic. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I live in California. I see it all day. But thank you, Carla.
I know you see it in Cali.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I know you see it. Because, you know, they bite our sound. They do our style. But for some reason, they get marketed more than we do. You know, it's so many black brothers. There's so many people we know that can really spit and they can really rhyme. Not even on a Nicki Minaj tip. It's sisters in the hood that we know that could really spit and spit fire. But they will never get that recognition because they don't have the complexion. And as far as Cardi B, with the question of the day, is Cardi B being a rap queen? No, because in order to be the rap queen, you have to write your own raps. And she has admitted that she doesn't, so therefore she could never have that title. That title is to be earned, not given. So she did not earn it, so she will never have it.
All right, we got
to
move on. Thank you.
To the pit. All right.
Thank you. All right, we getting into it today. Okay, 203-2303, is Cardi B the queen of rap? Okay.
Yes, she is, and I think we should stop trying to tear her down and just, I mean, okay. She won a couple of hours ago. Let's just say congratulations, Cardi. The album was good. You know, we could listen to that album all the way through. Nicki Minaj is talented, and we ain't going to take anything away from her, but right now, Cardi just won a couple of hours ago. Congratulations, Carly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what the other artists, what the other callers have been saying about the colorism and her getting promoted like that. But for us as black people, this is a album that we all enjoyed. We appreciate it. We can dance to. You know, it's not like the best piece of artwork ever, but I'm not offended when I listen to it.
But,
right?
But do you?
So let's
yes,
just,
but do you?
Okay.
But do you get how, depending on how old you are, or it doesn't even matter how old you are, do you get how I'm sure they're, like, she's the first female rapper to ever win this award solo? Out of every female rapper ever, Cardi B is the one to win it? That doesn't make you feel, that sounds right.
It doesn't make me upset that she won, because yeah, she had a cross-promotion push, right? So she's on all the magazines, and it's music is about connecting and making people feel good. And we enjoyed the album, and she connected with different groups. So, like, let's just say congratulations today for 24 hours. Just congratulations, Carly. Good job. If anything, it should be inspirational because look where she started. And it shows just because you start one place, you don't have to stay there. How many people bashed her for being a stripper? How many people bashed her for being on reality TV? She set a goal. She said, I'm going to be a rapper. She got popular. Yeah. She won a Grammy today. Like, damn, congratulations. Nicki, we can like Carly and Nicki both together. It doesn't have to be either or. And I appreciate what Nicki brings, and I appreciate what Carly brings. I listen to Carly music. I feel good. I listen to Nicki music. She can rap. So let's just say congratulations, because now they see this person as a rapper. They're going to buy her album because they saw her on the Grammys. It's going to push the culture forward.
So is Cardi B the queen of rap?
Today, yes.
No,
the next 24 hours at least, yes. She's going to be the queen until there's a new queen. You know what I'm saying? It's not forever.
All right.
All right, but I love you, Amon.
Love you, too. Wow. The people are saying Cardi B is the queen of rap. Let me know what you guys think right now. Oh, my God. The lines are through the roof. Okay. 229-5880. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
Absolutely not. She is not the queen of rap.
Okay.
And I don't like Nicki Minaj neither, because the problem with Nicki Minaj is Nicki started out like a Barbie. She don't realize grown women at some point get tired of playing with goddamn Barbie dolls. And she's very arrogant. And Cardi B cannot rap. She can't rap at all. She's no good.
So
and what's up, motherfucker of mine? I heard you was in New York. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. So let me ask you this. Do you think that it's because she's not black and how do you feel about the colorism?
Well, yeah, I think there is colorism going on because I think they're trying to take away our voice as a people to speak what goes on in our community. And that's why they like Cardi B, because she don't write her own music.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to shut us down from talking what goes on in our world. And so people got to watch out. The music industry is a very dirty, 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 dirty business.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Love you,
Amari. Love you, too. Oh, wow. It's a lot going on. See, here's the thing. I'm congratulating Cardi B, but one has to wonder, you know, this is just not about Nicki Minaj, people. You got to think, this is the first female rapper ever to win a Grammy, a solo. Not bashing on her, but it's just some food for thought. She doesn't write her own rhymes. She's commercial now. They're training her to be commercial. She's not black. This is her second nomination, and she won already. And you're telling me that you've had generations upon generations of iconic female rappers that have never won this award? So none of them have been deserving of this award, where they're not just competing against other women, but they are competing against men? Some of the top men in the industry at that time, but Cardi B, she was deserving of that award as the first. I'm not saying she's not deserving of the award, but it's crazy that she would be the first. Let me know what you guys think. 973-7761. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. So
hi.
I think that Cardi B is the queen of rap currently. And I also want to break down why I also believe that she is a black rapper, because she is an Afro-Latina. Like, if you look at her natural hair, she has an Afro. If you look at her skin complexion, she looks like a light-skinned black woman. If you look at her mom is also an Afro-Latina. So, you know, black people are not just confined to being African-American. You have black people in Brazil, black people mm-hmm. in Dominican Republic, black people in Africa, black people in Europe, you know. So, you know, maybe it would have been cool if the first winner of this award was an African-American woman. But, you know, her being black in the sense of being Afro-Latina, I don't mind that so much.
Okay. I personally don't think that she's any bit of black at all. I think she's Hispanic completely. But, you know, that's up for, because a lot of people have their opinion on that. And my thing with the Afro-Latino thing, when you use the Afro part when it's necessary, but when your whole life is really based on the Latino part, you're more Latino than you are black. Don't be black when you want to say nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, be black throughout your culture. Her culture to me seems very Hispanic.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like interviews that she's done where she's explained why she is black and Afro-Latina, but I think that doesn't really get promoted as much. But, you know, aside mm-hmm. from that, I also feel like, you know, this might be a controversial statement, but I also feel like she's like the Beyonce of the rap industry. And the reason
Whoa.
I say that is because, like, you know how Beyonce is not the best singer in the world, let's be real. Beyonce doesn't write most of her music, but I think she's also just a really great entertainer. So Cardi B is kind of like the same way when it comes to, you know, the female rap artist. She, you know, is not the best rapper. She can barely, you know, speak correctly. And she's, you know, probably not writing all of her music. I'm sure she writes some of it. Like, I know she wrote the song Money, and that's a hit. But she's a great entertainer. She's hilarious. She's very entertaining. I think that's why they, Atlantic, reached out to her, because they saw the potential she had in just her personality alone. So,
Did you just say that she was the Beyonce of rap?
Yes, I feel like that. Just as
wow.
far as, like, her entertainment value, ooh. I feel like she's very entertaining. I mean, look at her numbers. Nicki Minaj sold 8 million songs, or 8 million, like, she had 8 million sales in 2018. Cardi B had 35 million. I mean, that's a big jump. That's like, what, four times what Nicki Minaj sold? She's a big artist.
Yeah, but Beyonce, you can't compare Beyonce's performance to nobody. Beyonce performed at Coachella for 3 hours straight and didn't take a break. Like, you can't just do that. Like, nobody, you can't just do that. So, Cardi B don't have
it.
I'm
not saying she's on the exact same level, but I think it's comparative.
All right. Well, hey, listen. Cardi B's the queen. Shout out to you. Hey, whoa, that's a big statement. But listen, remember, I caught it on this show. Eventually, people are going to start comparing her to Beyonce. I've already said this. Not that I agree, but I just feel like that's where they're training your minds to be. And before you know it, Cardi B is going to be winning awards over Beyonce. And then they're going to start saying Cardi B is bigger than Beyonce. And it's all going to be like, are you kidding me? Like,
they're already putting out quotes of like saying she has more like nominations in certain categories than Beyonce, or more like sales or streams in certain categories too. So she's working her way up there.
All right, thank you, caller. Oh, that was a huge statement. Ooh, is Cardi B the queen of rap? Let's get into some things. The call lines are through the roof. 864-2451, you're live on the air.
Hey, gay husband. This is the queen of those queens. I'm very good. I want to take a little moment out to say thank you, Alicia Keys, for hosting the Grammy Awards. I will be there one day. My husband will be there with me. And on top of that, let's get into some things, guys. Are y'all ready to get into some things tonight?
Yes.
I want to just say this to Cardi B. We're going to congratulate you for winning tonight. I don't want to be negative to you, sweetheart, and this has had nothing to do with you. This is about the agenda that is trying to be pushed. First off, the real queen of rap, the only queen of rap, in my opinion, is Lil' Kim. Then foremost, that's the queen of rap. That's the woman that went against the men and took over. She rapped against Biggie Smalls. Listen, you better grab a seat, grab on your as a get deep, deeper than a yummy ever get. 6 feet, 6 feet feels sweet, and this little petite young from the street guaranteed to stay down. Now let's see us rapping Cardi B lyrics 20 years from now. I'll wait. That's when you know you're the queen of rap. When a person can rap your lyrics 20 years from now and you can still feel it. For all the people that felt me when I was rapping my Kim Kim, I know you felt it. That's why she's the queen of rap. She's still here. She has not gone anywhere. Shout out to Kim.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj is a rapper. And how I feel about it is karma is a B-I-T. Because what you do come right back to you. The queen of rap is Lil' Kim. Nicki Minaj, you came on here with your bubblegum Barbie stuff, and you told the world that you was the queen of rap. The world told you you were. But no man that was put against you lost.
That's a lie.
One big thing.
I have to stop you there. That's a lie. She bodied Kanye West and Jay-Z on the same record. And she bodied Eminem on Roman's Revenge.
I don't lie. What I'm saying is factual. I'm saying
that's
as
not
far
a fact.
I'm saying as far as awards go, no man that she was put against for this category, she won. And that's facts. That's what
Little
I'm saying.
Lil' Kim has
now,
never won this award either.
Lil' Kim was never mentioned for this award because back in Kim's days, rap wasn't the popping thing. It wasn't mainstream. So that's comparing the 60s Jim Crow.
No,
because
Kim got
now.
A Grammy, but she got it with Lady Marmalade. She's never got a solo
exactly.
Grammy for herself. But
she
it was available.
She had to go and break through. She had to break through pop with Christina Aguilera. She had to be ushered in as a black woman being ushered in with a white woman. That's what it was back in the 90s. Trust me, I lived it. Now, as far as 2000s go, rap is mainstream now. And this is what happens to black people all the time. I blame us because one thing we always do, we make something hot. And then guess what they do? They take it. Before country was country, it was black. Before rock and roll was rock and roll, it was black. And before rap turns to all this crazy stuff that it's turning to, it was black. But y'all sit there and all y'all worry about is money and looks and all this stuff. Oh, this girl look good. Let me go to her. This man got money. Let me go to him. They're feeding your foo-foo. What black people pop pills? Now every black person want to pop a pill because we got it in our rap song. Because they're making rap for white people, just like they made rock and roll for white people. So just sit back and enjoy it, because guess what? Nobody can do it like we do it. So now that rap is about to be mainstream and now they're about to have these people do it, we're just going to create something brand new and come and eat them up again. And then they're going to do that again and again and again until we break this cycle, until you realize that you are the stuff. You don't need nobody else to make your stuff good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we got to move on, baby. I love you. Thanks for calling in. I love
you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, listen. I realize a lot of people are still hurting about Lil' Kim's exit. And I'm with you. But I feel like people's disdain for the way Lil' Kim was exited, and, you know, they're upset with Nicki Minaj, but they know that Nicki Minaj should have gotten an award. But it's not even about Nicki Minaj. I feel like, shit, it should have been Lil' Kim. It should have been any other rapper for Cardi, but Cardi's gotten it. This deal, to me, does not make her the queen of rap. I can't. If the award was gotten, let's just say Nicki had never gotten an award, but like maybe a Missy Elliott or even a Trina or anybody else has had a solo award for best rap album prior, and then maybe Nicki just didn't get it, then I would be a little bit more like, okay, well, other women have gotten this award. So, you know, Cardi B, you might be the queen. But the fact that no other woman has gotten this award, and this award has been around for at least the last 10 years. Okay, so we're not gonna be crazy. Best rap, like there's like females should have been able to get this award because Cardi B was nominated with men. So listen, we're not even gonna do that. Now, I feel as though that at least it should have been another woman before her. But that's just my opinion. You know, some of this new generation, they feel as though she is the queen because she has the Grammy. Does a Grammy make you a queen? Because, I mean, does the Grammy give you status? Because Drake then went on when he got his award and said, the Grammys, winning a Grammy doesn't mean anything. You really don't need it. So does it mean something? Does it not? Let's get into some things. 704-7643, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I love your show. I'm so happy I was able to get in tonight. I watch you all the time and everything, and I'm never able to call in, so I'm just happy to speak to you.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
You're welcome. But in regards to this topic, I have to say, hell no, Cardi B is not the queen of rap. But I say she is the queen of recitation.
Okay.
And so she is good at, you know, remembering the lyrics that she needs to say and need to rap. She's a great actress, a performer. She can do what she needs to do on camera, you know, when it's time to go. And on stage, she's a great performer and everything. And I am a fan of Cardi. I really am a fan. And I do love her music. But to me, the queen of rap really probably is Lil' Kim. And I'm 35, okay? I'm 35, so I've seen the gamut of, you know, female hip-hop, okay? Female rappers. And so Queen Latifah probably should have got that way before, you know, the Brat. Oh, my gosh, like, Come on. You know.
That's what I'm saying. There's no woman that gotten it. Like, Cardi B is the first woman to get it, and then she's not even black. I don't care what nobody say. She is not black. She ain't black.
No. And I understood the girl when she said, you know, that, you know, she was Afro-Latina. And I understand that part, you know. I've been watching a lot of things on YouTube and history about, you know, the diaspora and slavery and all of that stuff. So I understand her part about the Afro-Latina, but she just separate herself from being black. When she talk about black people, she never includes herself. So
that's what I'm saying. So let me tell you exactly. So, and this is where I have an issue with those Afro-Latinas. Like, and the Amara La Negra does it for me the best. I don't give a fuck how black her skin is. She is not black to me, because everything about her exudes Hispanic. She speaks predominantly mm-hmm. Spanish. Her culture is predominantly Spanish. She makes predominantly Spanish music. Whenever she's in a celebratory mood, it's Spanish. But whenever she wants to move, advance her career, or cause some controversy, then she throws on an Afro. Then she's black. You know, she's black for ratings or for the shock value or for the sake of being different or for the sake of being exotic, they'll be black. But they don't really want to identify as black in their daily life. An Afro-Latino that identifies as black to me is Juju from Love & Hip Hop New York, Cameron's girlfriend. I feel like she's black. A Cardi B yeah. and a Amara La Negra, they not black to me. That's not black mm-hmm. to me. You're not black on demand.
Right. And it is, like you said, just for convenience, stuff like this, getting awards and things like that. When it's convenient, then you're black. But no, I mean, no, that award definitely should have gone to at least Nicki Minaj. I'm a huge Barbie, you know, and I love Nicki Minaj, like, to death. Like, I can't wait for her U.S. tour. So it's like, I think Nicki Minaj definitely, Lil Kim, hell, even doggone Eve, or even doggone 96 Lil Kim. What's the other girl name? Starts with an M from back in the 80s.
I'm not sure, but we got to wrap it up, Carla. We got to wrap it up.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you. All right. We got to get into some things. All right. It's a little bit of everybody in the chat today. So let's get into it. 201-3536. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
I believe currently she is.
Okay.
Just like Nicki Minaj was when she first came out. She tried to take over that title. But Little Kim is the overall queen of rap because she was the first to change the game. Change the game and made the game what it was. I believe Little Kim is the foreground to all of this. She was the base. That's why all these girls, they say, oh, I'm just being me. But no, Little Kim was the first one to be her. She was the first one to let you know, I ain't no lesbo. I ain't no lesbian. So, you know, don't get it confused, because before her, most people in the 80s and 90s consider, because of the fact that the female rappers had to roll with the guys, that they were lesbian mm-hmm. and that they had to fit in. She came out and changed the game completely. Her and Foxy Brown, and then on, it changed the game. And Nicki Minaj never publicly came out and extended that envelope to say, yes, this is the main person who influenced me. She know Foxy Brown ain't influenced her. Yeah, y'all both Caribbean, but she didn't influence you. You know Lil' Kim did, and I believe Lil' Kim's story of them trying to push her out and have her trick her into saying, you know, trying to give her, like, 2 cents as far as her, you know. Either way, she's the overall queen. I do believe that it does have some, the Grammy does have some credibility, because at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj been wanting to be the first female to win a Grammy. She been said this. She publicly said this, so I know she's hurt right now that Cardi B was the one. And Cardi B is still a woman of color. Regardless of her not being black, she is a woman of color. And guess what? Color doesn't mean nothing, because at the end of the day, Cardi B came from the hood just like everybody else. I know the exact area where Cardi B came from. She didn't come from the damn suburbs or mm-hmm. Britain or wherever, 21 Savage. She came from the hood. And her best friend is black. Her most you know, I'm not trying to justify it with that, but her best friends are black. Star Brim, a hood bitch, she in jail right now. And guess who holding her down? Cardi B. So I do relate, and I do consider her Afro-Latina because we all got Spanish friends who grew up in the hood with us. We all are in the same boat. We all are considered the same thing. We all are on the welfare line together. So guess what? Cardi B is Afro-Latina, and she came from the hood just like everybody else, and she's more hood than Nicki Minaj. So, you know, we got to give her that. So it's not a bad...
Because it kind of feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like majority of the people are happy that Cardi B has won this Grammy because they are still mad at whatever happened between Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, and people feel as though this is Nicki Minaj's karma. Is that why we're happy for Cardi B? Because you feel like
no,
this is payback?
No, not really.
Not because she deserves it, but because it's payback for Lil' Kim?
No,
is that why?
If that's the case,
that's stupid.
No. Invasion of Privacy was a better album than Nicki Minaj's last album, in my opinion. Invasion of Privacy, if you go back and listen to Invasion of Privacy and that album that Nicki Minaj just came out, I listened to both. I couldn't even listen to Nicki Minaj's album full due. She doesn't have any transparency. At this point, you 10 years in the game, you claim you're the queen. Everybody been saying this. Why is your album still the same? Talking about Barbies all day long. Barbie this, Barbie that. We want some transparency. You're a grown woman. That's the problem. So, yes, she did deserve that Grammy for that album because it honestly, let's just be honest, her and Nicki Minaj are the two female rappers in the game that are at the top of the totem pole right now.
So let me ask you this. So, what I'm asking is, so is Invasion of Privacy better than every female rapper album that was ever out?
No, not at all. Like I said, Lil' Kim
is
the overall queen
of
rap social. I know. But I understand that, and I'm saying Lil' Kim should have won. Missy Elliott should have won. Lauryn Hill really is the first female rapper to win a Grammy Award, in my opinion. Not in that category, but she's the first female rapper to win a Grammy Award of that, you know, because, to be honest, you know, Miseducation, Lauryn Hill is a legendary album, and, you know, that goes on, that transcends for decades. Lauryn Hill and Lil' Kim, those are the two female rappers that I say are the queens. And that's it. That's just how I feel. And also, Nicki, like I said, Nicki received help as well. It's not like Cardi B was the only one. Like I said, Safari came out and said he helped her a lot with her rhymes. And she honestly needed help because I honestly never dug her as a lyricist. Some of the words she would say would be made up, and she talk about Barbies. Nobody wants to hear about that. You can't go to one freestyle where she's talking about anything besides the same old thing. And I know you could agree with that, Amon. Let's just be honest.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, let's get into some things. We got to take some more calls, okay? Thank you.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. I just want to – because for me, I feel like people know there's a little bit of bullshit going here, but there's a lot of disdain for Nicki Minaj, and I feel like there's a lot of hurt Lil' Kim fans out there. So this is the way that the Lil' Kim fans feel like they've won or they've got Nicki back because, you know, Nicki Minaj essentially ended Lil' Kim's career. So now it's not about because Cardi B is so great and they love Cardi B. It's just the fact that Nicki Minaj didn't win. So a lot of Lil' Kim fans are happy. And I feel like a lot of Lil' Kim fans converted to be Cardi B fans for now. Because let's be real. Lil' Kim's not getting no Grammy. She's done. I don't even know why we still discuss Lil' Kim in a sense of, like, she could even have been nominated. Okay? Let's take another call. 216-4188. You're live on the air.
No, don't mute me.
Is Lil' Kim, is Cardi B the queen of rap?
What are you talking about?
I don't.
Okay. Oh, didn't sound like she was ready. Sorry. 832-4217, you're live on the air.
Oh, okay, yes. All right, so Cardi B is the queen of rap for this generation, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I do feel that way. Can't change my opinion about that. The reason why I say that is she deserves that award she got today. Now, This is her first album, okay? She got two number ones off of this album. What artist that was nominated with her that did that right there? Please answer that for me right now. She was up there with guys. What artist that was nominated with her got two number ones on their album? Exactly.
I don't know.
And people are trying to take that away from her, and I'm tired of people saying she don't write her raps. Okay, she said that one song, what was that?
But we have how many copies did Invasion of Privacy? No, hold on. She's getting too loud. She gotta go. That was a bit too much. All right. 978, let's see. Girl, my patience, I ain't got time for that yelling. My ear's late. 302-8571. You live on the air.
Cardi B is not no motherfucking queen. I'm sorry to cuss, but she's not a queen. If y'all want her to be your queen, go ahead. This is the woman that talks about penis in her throat after Summer Bunny was messing around with her man. I was so pissed off. Beyonce is not the best singer. Okay, Beyonce is one of the best. I'm trying to be fast. Motown, Five Heartbeat, when they first started, they told you. They came out, here come the five horsemen. Ever since the beginning of time, they've been trying to steal our stuff. Now, I'm going to let you go because I'm hot. No, she's not. And the one thing they all do have in common, Nicki, Kim, since y'all so happy, is they all got snubbed. That's what they got in common. And she's not black. Why are y'all trying to make her black? See, before Latino X, it was rap. And as an artist, as myself, I respect people that write. In our mind, you're an artist. You know what that means. So it's more passionate for us that understands. So, all right, I'm going to go. But then, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Armand. Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is this. Here's the thing. We also have to realize we are in the streaming area. I don't remember who was exactly in that category, but I feel like Travis Scott has had some number ones. But in the streaming area, I believe Cardi B sold like 240,000 copies on her first album, and I think Nicki Minaj sold like 400 or 500,000 copies. Mind you, when Nicki Minaj's first album came out, The Pink Print, that's when you had to go to the store and buy the music. So that means over 500,000 people or 400,000 people went to Walmart, went to Target and purchased that CD. You didn't have to, there was no Apple Music where you could just play your music and let it play all night. Now, I will say in today's time right now, Cardi B is definitely hotter than Nicki Minaj. But when it comes down to, you know, charting, to me, that's a streaming game. I remember they literally had streaming parties for Bodak Yellow to go number one. They were lowering the price of the song on iTunes from $1.99 to 69 cents. So that more people could buy the song so that it would count towards the streaming numbers. So all I'm saying is if we're saying it's, she had a hot first album, absolutely, I definitely agree. But my point is there's definitely women that were before her not just Nicki, that were deserving of a solo Grammy Award as a solo artist. As a solo female rapper. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking anything away from Cardi B and strictly making it a Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B. It really is a Cardi B overall female rap. That's like a big slap in the face to every female that raps. It really is. But let's see. We got some people on here. 240-4223, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand.
Hi.
So first I want to say that Cardi B, she's not the queen of rap. However, I do love her and I do believe she earned this Grammy. What I don't like is how people say that since she's not black, she doesn't deserve it. Hip-hop is not about race. Hip-hop is about your writing your life and putting it through music and sharing it with others. Cardi B did that. Maybe she's not the full writer on her album, but I believe she does write some of her music, and I believe she does tell her story. And she shares that story with people who are like-minded and people who can relate to her. And that's what I like about her. She's not telling you what you want to hear. She's telling you her story, her life, like all the other rappers back in the day. However, again, I do agree with you that it's a shame that she's the only female rapper that has got this award when so many others came before her and paved the way for both her and Nicki Minaj. That's kind of fucked up, and sorry to curse, but I agree with you 100%. It's not right. But
yeah, because it's not just about Nicki. It's not just about Nicki. It's kind of a slap in the face to every woman before Nicki.
It really
is. You know, like, you're going to say after her first album, it only took her one try, and she's gotten a Grammy?
It really is.
Really?
It really is. And it was even a slap in the face to female artists when Nicki Minaj came up, because just like Cardi B, Nicki Minaj came up really fast. Even though she works harder, she came up really fast, and people before her got just left in the dust because we weren't in that era back then.
Yeah.
Like, Queen Latifah, Nicki Minaj, Trina. Where is Trina? Don't nobody know who Trina is now.
And as far as the race card, I don't think that it's an issue for any person to. I don't feel like it needed to be a black person who won that award.
Right.
I think it's a raised eyebrow when we go and we look at all the women that could have won this award too.
But didn't.
But all of them are black. But the minute there is a successful non-black woman in this lane, she wins off her first album?
But, you know, I don't think that you could blame Cardi for that. It's not fair.
No, it's not Cardi's fault.
Right, okay. All right, well, I get you then. I agree.
No, it's not Cardi's fault at all. I mean, I would take the award, but I'm just saying it's interesting. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's very interesting.
Right. Right. I agree. Well,
yeah.
I'm happy we're on the same level with that, and that's all I'm
well,
to say.
Well, because you got to think about it. You got to think about it. Let's just take it for a second. Let's just get off of here. You got Beyonce getting snubbed for album of the year next to Adele, so much so where Adele had to tell Beyonce, girl, this is really your award. Beyonce has never, out of the 30 Grammys or something Beyonce has, why has she never won album of the year? And honestly, I don't know, has a black person ever won the biggest award of the night at the Grammys?
You know, I never really thought about that.
Has
just like the day when that woman won Casey something. I was like, who is that?
I don't even know
who that is. I couldn't even process that she won over all those people.
Yes. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
and then you get people like Rihanna that get snubbed for 9 awards.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on Rihanna.
That's why Rihanna stopped doing music. But Cardi B, she gets it on her, like, it's just, that's crazy to me. It's interesting.
I know. I feel so bad for Rihanna and Janelle Monáe, because both of them are always getting snubbed, and they be having the best music, the best albums, the best song, the music that make you think, the music that make you dance, and they stay getting snubbed. I can't believe Janelle Monáe didn't win anything.
Yeah, I'm not a real big Janelle Monáe. I don't really listen to Janelle Monáe. I'll be honest with you. So, but she's always performing shit.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
All
but
right,
thank you for taking my call. I love
you. Love you too. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air. It's Cardi B, the queen of rap.
I wouldn't say that she's the queen of rap, but because she never says that she's a rapper. She always says she's an entertainer. She never proclaimed to be this rapper that writes her own rap. So I don't understand why when Cardi wins, it's, oh, congratulations, but when somebody else win, or if Nicki would have won that award, we would have been clapping like crazy. So I just don't understand it. And as far as Cardi having writers, when Nicki first album came out, if you go look at her credits on Spotify, she had co-writers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nicki got in her own way as far as this industry is concerned, because Nicki is not a likable person. She's a people's she's not a people's person as Cardi is. And people don't understand that being a likable person, having a great attitude and a great personality takes you a long way. Nicki does not possess that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you feel like Cardi mm-hmm. B is most successful based off of her personality and story or her talent as an artist?
A little bit of both, but most definitely because of her personality. Because
all
your
right.
person, I've always, my great grandmother has always told me that your personality, you know, takes you a long way. The way you treat people takes you a long way. Nicki don't possess that value. I really don't believe that. And as far as I wish other black women would have won this award, and there are other black women that should have won this award, but you have to understand that 5 to 10 years ago, the Grammy boards that select these people for these awards didn't have black people on them. They didn't know about our mm-hmm. culture. They didn't know about rappers. And now it's, the boards are getting more diversified, and they have these people on this board. So people like Cardi and like the other nominees that was in that category are now on there. So I feel like mm-hmm. it's just her time, and she's in here at that time that all this diversifying is going on. Back then when Nicki was coming up, they didn't have black people on the Grammy board to put her in for nominations. Now they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all about timing. And I think Nicki puts out great music, and she's a great artist, but she's just been cold lately.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
thank you.
So, Cardi is not the queen of rap, but she's a great entertainer.
All right. Thank you. And again, we just had somebody on here saying that they love Cardi B's personality. But the award was not for best personality. The award was for best rap album. And, okay, so this time we'll say Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy, was the best rap album. It's just interesting how no other woman was able to achieve this award up until 2019. So that means Cardi, that's when you go into bet, that's why I'm asking, like, she was able to make history. She made history. So to me, when I think history, I'm thinking, bitch, and it's best rap album, I'm thinking like, girl, you rap. We're not talking about your personality. We're not talking about an overall entertainment. We're talking about you've got bars. You rap. You freestyle. Not even just you write. Like you rap. I don't get that from her. I think she makes good songs. But listen, I like Cardi B. I don't dislike Cardi B, but I'm not going to sit here and act as though my eyebrows are not raised and my thoughts are not going. So let me know what you guys think. 347-6983. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
No. Belka Lee's Alzheimer's, however you say her name, is not the queen of rap. Okay? That's my first point. Let's get that out there. You got to put in some years, and you got to grind for it. One thing y'all could say, whether Nicki titled herself as the queen of rap or whatnot, she grind for it. She put out mixtapes. She did shows, appearances, all of that stuff. She did work. So whoever said that Nicki came in the industry and just waltzed in, that wasn't true. Nicki went to LaGuardia. She lived, breathed this shit. She wanted to be an entertainer. Now, my other thing is, rap album, you have to kind of see the politics within the Grammys. I don't understand how Drake, Scorpion wasn't a part of that category.
Right.
Like,
right.
How was that not a part of that category as the best rap album? Even
Because you were going to have to give it to Drake if he was in that. They were
right.
never going to let Cardi B get that award over Drake. It just wouldn't have made any sense. But
it
how was he not nominated for that?
Mm-hmm. And me, as a black woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy that Childish Gambino won. The song was political for Song of the Year. But when you go on YouTube, like, I don't get Grammys. First, they tell you it's about numbers. It's about streaming. When you go on YouTube, Childish Gambino has about 430 million. Drake got like almost a billion views with God's Plan.
God's
so
Plan
I'm not really
should have
getting,
definitely won.
Yeah, I'm not getting how they pick it and how they choose it. And again, the hate train has clearly left the station. People are still salty talking about this is Nicki Minaj karma. But one thing y'all cannot say is even though Cardi B is here, Nicki Minaj is still defending her throne. She's still putting
yes,
out
she
music. She just gave us some, like, you know, remixes and shit. What was Lil' Kim doing other than going to radio stations, complaining
crying
about Nicki Minaj taking her style? Did she grind? Did she give her team music? Or was she rapping the same shit from when Biggie was writing it? So let's get into that. Let's drop that
beat,
since y'all want to call
ooh
her rap queen. Because Biggie was writing for her. And let's be real, that's why she ain't been hot since. Y'all ain't really singing none of Kim new shit. We still singing shit from the 90s, from when Biggie was around. So y'all bitches is just haters. Like, and this is what I call pretty girl hate. Pretty bitches know this
yes
shit. When you a pretty bitch and when you bad, they find any reason to hate. Safari came out talking about he wrote for Nicki. So why the fuck he can't make another Nicki? Make another
right
Nicki. Where's your artist? Since you wrote for her, since your pain game so bad. Man, listen. Nicki Minaj ate on Monsta. She ate on
yes
Monster. Like,
she ate
she
on Roman's Revenge.
She ate on everything. She don't have to be nice. When Nicki went pop, y'all bitches was talking shit. She's appealing to white people now with all this
yes
pop stuff. But yes, it's okay for Cardi B to be able, she's okay to be universal. She can rap to black folks. She can rap to white kids. She can go to the Latin side. Like, pick a side, y'all, and pick a struggle, and pick who you want to be the face of your struggle. The fact that Cardi B could honestly take over rap, y'all cannot get mad when Bad Baby is the queen of rap. Next
let's
thing
go
you know,
let's go.
Bad Baby's finna be the queen of rap, and y'all bitches gonna be sitting there, yep, she did it, she deserved it, she write her stuff. Don't say nothing. Like, we don't protect nothing. They damn near shitted on Beyonce when she wanted to go to the Country Music Awards and perform. Like, we don't hold anything dear. And I'm not saying that Cardi B, you know, she comes from the Bronx, but I'm a New Yorker. And they still got their own Hispanic culture. Yes, they
let's
do
go.
This is in New York. No. If you in New York and you in a strip club, the black strippers was coming out saying that they don't get paid because the Hispanic bitches get the money. So let's not act like this shit ain't funny. Let's not act like it's not funny. At the end of the day, there is a hate train. And I feel like everybody feels bad for Cardi B for her story. But is it the
yes
story or is it the talent?
Is it the story
like,
or is it the talent?
Which one is it? Like,
well, not to mention,
you
made a very good point when you talked about Drake. Drake's album, he sold the most. He sold over 700,000 copies. He had the highest selling album of the year, but he didn't get a best rap album.
Like, for rap album. Like, if y'all going, like, y'all going to rig the
over 700,000 copies. He didn't
because
get nominated,
Nicki
though? Why did they not? But,
yeah,
but
no,
you
he
nominated
did not.
Pusha T.
Not in that category.
Right. But they nominated Pusha T. Who else did they nominate in that?
They
Nipsey
nominated
Hussle?
Pusha T, Nipsey Hussle, Macklemore, the guy that passed away.
Yeah, Macklemore, Travis
won
Scott,
it,
and Cardi B.
It, I'd have been impressed. I'd have been impressed if he would want it to be real
with
you.
I thought they were going to give it to Mac Miller.
But my thing is, like, it's shady. Because they knew if they put Drake in that, Drake had to win it. So they didn't
had
put Drake
win
in it.
It.
So this is the game that they play, y'all.
Yes.
Because no shade. Like, Nipsey, he's been independent for so long. I think he's recently been signed. So he's still, people don't know Nipsey like that. He's not that universal. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's okay for Cardi B to get it. Because, like, Nipsey, Pusha T, he's a little bit too hardcore. But how y'all not put Drake for best rap album when you got God's
right
Plan, Kiki, Do You Love Me? Like, are y'all dumb? Like, y'all don't see the games that they're playing. Like, it just don't make any sense to me.
And no,
however,
say that number one. Anytime, all the Drake songs was number one. Number one, number one, number one.
Drake is that guy. And, you know, clearly, I'm just over it. I'm just over this whole industry. It's no longer talent. It's payola and sympathy. And it just is what it is. And y'all need to get over it. Like, y'all fave Little Kim with y'all now.
Get
she
over the
fighting.
Little Kim hurt. Get over the Little Kim hurt. Like, they need to get over
I
the Little Kim
her,
hurt.
Her and Remy Ma on Twitter talking, Little Kim talking about, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bitch, you should have been praying to God and Jesus about your career when you got out of jail. Maybe you would have still been competitive in this day. Remy Ma, she killed herself because I really think they paid her to do that sheet of disc. And where did it bring you, Remy? You're doing freaking advertisements for VIM. Like, girl, get out of here.
worry about your kids, and y'all need to worry about that. Y'all hating on Nicki so much, but y'all not putting out no new music. Nicki is still grinding, and I really think this is going to be her year when she come out with the fifth big thing. And it's like, where was all these hating bitches when Nicki was at the top? Like, I'm a diehard fan. I'm super loyal. It's like everybody is hating Nicki now. Like, even people who I remember following on YouTube, who whole style was Nicki Minaj, the reason why I even followed them was, like, they love Nicki Minaj, rep Nicki Minaj, now y'all hating. Like, come on. And I'm not saying that I don't have faults for her. I do think she really needs to evolve a little bit. But don't hate. Like, don't hate. For Nicki to be in the game as long as she has and not get one Grammy, that is just a slap in the face. It's a slap
yes,
in the
is.
Face. Everybody's talking about she's an angry black woman. So what? She doesn't have to be nice because guess what? I hear a lot in the blogs about J-Lo being a bitch, but I don't hear nobody saying nothing. And that
Now, if Nicki Minaj threw some Grammy shade, then it'll be okay. It will be an issue. But it's okay for Jay-Z to say, fuck the Grammys and that 0-for-8 shit. Like,
right.
He could be upset.
And, yeah.
But watch. But if Nicki says
say
something, she's hating. If Nicki says something, she's going to be hating.
It just came out the other day that DJ Envy said that he said he wouldn't play Nicki Minaj music and told other DJs not to play her music because she threatened him. But I see people on the Breakfast Club punk DJ Envy all the time. Like, niggas go on there and punk the shit out of Envy, and he still spin their records. So it's like, when you a black woman and you willing to have your talent and you not sleeping with everybody to get where you want to be, then you're a bitch. Then you're a bitch.
All right,
because
thank
you want to do shit the
we gotta
right
wrap
way.
It.
My bad.
We gotta,
love y'all.
It's okay. Ciao. Love you. Bye. All right. We're getting into it tonight. All right. 213-0513. You're live on the air.
Yes, come here.
Hello. We got a lot of people, okay? You not got to be ready. 916-7765. You're live on the air.
Arvon, I love you.
Hey, how are you? I love you, too. What's going on? Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
She is, but
okay.
I'm going to say two things. I'm going to say two things. Let's not play like the Grammys is not basically a social, political event for those that are in the music industry. It's
mm-hmm.
not about how talented she is. She pushed the agenda that they wanted her to push, and they gave her an award. Nicki did
mm-hmm.
not do that this year. Now,
yeah.
I think what I'm hearing is I don't think that people hate Nicki. I don't think it's that. I think that people are disappointed, like myself.
Okay.
Nicki, I wouldn't say that Nicki is the queen of rap either, simply because she has not had competition. Now,
oh,
right. Now, if she was a true queen, now we can blame ourselves, because if she was a true queen, what she would have done all these years is she would have reached her hand back, she would have grabbed 5 or 6 black women that's really rapping, that's really doing it, and put them on, and she would have had her whole team up
okay.
making money. Winning awards. Now, that's what a queen would have really done. Now, how she had done that, there would be no Cardi B. There would be no all these other chicks that are not black. And let's not play either. I don't know why we're claiming Nicki so hard either. When Nicki called us nappy-headed hoes and banana-eating bitches, when she first
Ooh.
Came out, she was claiming Trinidad, 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 Trini, 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 and code-switching.
Okay.
Now, out of all the people that have supported Nicki, whether it be even the LGBTQ community. You know how many
mm-hmm.
LGBTQ supportive people have put Nicki on? Why isn't there a gay famous rap male right now? Why isn't there
mm-hmm.
a lesbian famous lesbian
Well, that's a
right
whole
now?
Nother
she
conversation. Has- that's a whole, because you got to think there's so many women celebrities that gay men put on, and the first thing that they do is ignore that the gays exist. Beyonce, Nick, all the women, they only speak to girl power. They never talk about the gays who make them the celebrities that they are. That's a whole other conversation. But
right, and you're absolutely right. But I'm saying, as a queen, we would not
yeah.
be in this situation. She had reached her hand back and had a click of 6 black bitches really rapid doing it, because there's a whole bunch of them, I'm sure, even in the comment section, that she could have put on.
I agree. I can agree with. I can attest to that, and I agree with you. That's some very good points. Thank you.
So, and I love you, Armada. And can you drop the original intro Armada music so I can twerk for like 2 seconds, please?
Okay. Okay. Bye. All right. All right. Let's take maybe one more. Okay. 562-2272. You ready? Come on. Let's call him back.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So my thing is, hi, Armand. How are you?
Good.
Okay. So my thing is, with the whole Nicki thing, first of all, when Nicki came out, people don't want to talk about how Nicki came out in 2009. In 2009, the only person that was really popping as far as female rappers, so nobody wants to talk about that, but that was Little Mama. She was the one, and that was the same year that, coincidentally, she ran up on stage.
Yeah,
with
she
Jay-Z
fucked that up.
Exactly. She fucked that whole shit up. But she was the one that was supposed to be next up. No one wants to talk about that. The last time before Nicki came out with Five Star Chick, that was 2009. And before that, Lil' Kim had a hit, and it was like a mediocre hit with Lighters Up in 2006. So how the hell is Nicki the one always getting blamed for taking Lil' Kim shine and doing her shady when she gave her her props? And also, by the time Nicki had gotten mainstream, Kim had not even been popular like that. She hadn't been popping. And then before Light Is Up, you had the jump off, and that was like 2003, 2004. Once again, Nicki became mainstream 2009. So how is it the fact that Nicki is the one who kind of like everyone's blaming Nicki for Lil' Kim's downfall? And the caller before, she made a perfect comment when she said that Kim hadn't had no hits since Biggie, since the 90s, when he was writing her shit.
Mind you, Lil' Kim wasn't doing anything, and you made a good point when you said, what song was that, Five Star Chick, or the one where she was with Ludacris? Nicki Minaj rapped with Eve, was it Trina, was it Diamond, or somebody, like it was all of them on the record. Nicki Minaj just ended up on the one that got on the radio because she bodied everybody. Like, she did
exactly.
have competition. They just couldn't handle it. Is it Nicki Minaj's fault that Remy Ma shot her best friend and went to jail? That ain't Nicki Minaj's fault.
No, it's not. And people are not holding these women accountable for their own actions, and they're trying to put Nicki, and one of the callers before, she said, oh, well, Nicki didn't have competition. That's not Nicki's fault. There could have been just as many other rappers. The other rappers that were coming up, they just weren't better than Nicki, and that's not Nicki's fault. That's just how it went, you know.
Do you think there is some colorism with Cardi winning the Grammy?
I definitely think that there's colorism. First of all, if Nicki said half the shit that Cardi does, she gets bashed for her saying less. First of all,
yes.
Second of all, Cardi doesn't write her stuff. That you can't. How can you? And everyone says, well, Cardi says she doesn't want to be the queen of rap anyways, and she's not competing. Okay, if that's the case, then she shouldn't be getting awards for rap. She should be getting another award for something else. She shouldn't be getting awards for people that are actually writing their stuff. That makes no sense. And when people say, Safari was writing for Nicki had co-writers, but yes, the fact still remains is Nicki's still putting out hits, and you know she writes her shit. You know that at some point Nicki actually writes her shit. You can tell.
All right, caller. Thank you. We gotta keep it moving. Okay, let's go. Last one, 336-4915. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
Absolutely not. Cardi B is not the queen of rap. Not even close. First of all, the other caller that was like, he wanted to see a different side of Nicki. What was LLC? What was Hard White? Like, she gave you a different side. Also, yeah, like, Cardi B is not the queen of rap. Like the last caller said, like, it's not Nicki's fault that she had no competition. She had nobody to go against. She had nobody to go up against. Like, she was literally by herself. That's not her fault. And we have proof that, you know, they was trying to blackball Nicki from the game and all that. So, no, Cardi B is not the queen of rap. Nicki is.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. 623-1411. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Is Cardi B the queen of rap?
Hell no, hell no, hell fucking no.
Okay.
The only reason why Cardi B got that award is because she's racially ambiguous, and I guarantee you her label paid for that award, just like they paid for everything, all her numbers, all her number one hits. And the only reason why she got number one with Bodak Yellow is because everybody was, oh, call in and do it for the black people or whatever. That's the only reason why she has all those number ones. Her record label is pushing Cardi B to the top because she's racially ambiguous. It's colorism, and it's racist. There's no reason why she have that award.
Well, I want to say I don't feel like she can buy the awards, honestly, because I feel like all them people have a lot of money, so why can't everybody buy the award then? Nicki could buy a number one. Nicki could buy a Grammy. Nicki's label could buy it if it was that serious. Now, the racial ambiguity, I feel as though there is something. It's just so weird. It's like, okay, to me it feels like Iggy Azalea didn't happen. She couldn't handle it. But before Cardi B has the ultimate meltdown, let's give her the hip-hop award because it's Latinx era. It is the era of Latinx, I'm telling you. Like,
Hispanic
everything. Like, it's everything.
Yes,
you had J-Lo doing the fucking salsa and merengue to the Motown review.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Are you fucking kidding me? That's exactly how I feel right now.
So now we have to salsa to our music?
Honestly. And it's fucking ridiculous for Motown. Motown.
Yeah, people are not going to like
no,
me.
No, she's not the queen of
saying.
Rap. She's not the queen of rap at all. Point blank period. At all.
Hey, listen, if she can get it, I feel like Bad Baby's going to be next, and then people are really going to be upset. Then maybe you guys will believe me when Bad Baby gets it.
Yeah.
Then it'll be racist. Then the shit will start coming out. Then people will be like, this shit is fucked up.
And as far as Nicki Minaj's, she's not friendly, she's not nice, she's been in the game for 10 years, so obviously she's doing something right. And as much shit as Cardi B has done, and there's no repercussions for the shit she does, but Nicki Minaj does one thing and it's, she's not a nice person. She's been doing things behind the scenes. Nuh-uh. Cardi B do the same shit in people's faces and it's like, look at her backstory. She came from nothing. Nicki Minaj came from nothing? Why there's no excuse for Nicki Minaj, but there's excuses for Cardi B? And Nicki Minaj is the queen of rap, period. I don't care.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to wrap that up there. If you guys didn't get to call in this time, I